AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A landmark Supreme Court decision has legalized same-sex marriage in America.
There were tears of joy inside the courtroom, as well as hugs, cheers, and dancing on the sidewalk outside as supporters of same-sex marriage reveled in the narrow 5-4 ruling. The lead plaintiff in the case, James Obergefell, held up a photo of his late spouse as he and then others hailed the ruling.
Our love is equal.
We have overcome. Today, we are equal. We have earned equal rights.
Finally, we're, allowed to be 100% American.
County clerks in several states began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples within hours of the ruling. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
When President Obama returned Friday night from South Carolina, where he eulogized a black preacher, one of nine people slain last week at a church, the White House was bathed in rainbow colors commemorating the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage. We're learning more about the shooting death of an escaped killer in upstate New York as law enforcement officers continue their search for a prisoner who escaped with him 3 weeks ago.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
in the town of Duane, there was a gunshot that was fired at a camping trailer.
That led investigators into a wooded area in Malone, where they found a cabin and could smell fresh gunpowder. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says more agents were called in and a Border Patrol team heard a man coughing. It was Richard Matt.
Told him to put up his hands. And at that time, he was shot when he didn't comply.
A 20-gauge shotgun was found on Matt. There's no evidence to say whether the other killer, David Sweat, was with him or not. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge in Connecticut has denied the killer of a mother and her two daughters permission to drop remaining appeals and be executed. This is AP Radio News. The United States controlled play and broke through in the second half to shut out China and advanced to the Women's World Cup in Ottawa, Canada.
The Americans dominated possession of the ball over China in the first half of the quarterfinal match at Lansdowne Stadium. They had multiple good scoring chances, but neither side was able to find the back of the net. USA came out strong in the second half as they were faster, stronger, and had more control than the opposing side. And it all came together in the 51st minute when Carly Lloyd headed a beautiful ball from Julie Johnson past Chinese keeper Fei Yang to make it 1-0. That would be enough as the Americans shut things down defensively, sending them to the semifinal in Montreal to take on Germany. Jeremy Sherron, Ottawa.
A recovery crew has reached a remote site in southeast Alaska where a sightseeing plane crashed, killing all nine people aboard. The crew had to secure the wreckage on a steep cliff before it could safely begin removing the bodies. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.